This is your main man, RJ, from the Ringside Rant, heard only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. So go over and subscribe across all your major platforms, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher, to hear every great interview I have every Monday on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Go over and follow the show's page on Twitter at @_RingsideRant. Follow the network's page at BizWrestleNet. And, as always, embrace the vision.
Hello, friends. This is Spencer Love, your host of Over the Top Rope on the Win Column Sports Network. Don't forget you can head to wincolumnsports.ca for all of your previews, reviews, and breaking news from the world of wrestling, be it your major promotions or from the great province of Alberta, Canada.
If you like podcasts and you are listening to our backbreaker media, then you should listen to me, Chris Parrish.
And myself, Manoyan.
And the Sounds of Struggle. Because we are literally the most entertaining duo you'll ever come across in Western Canadian wrestling, baby.
We talk about things like wrestling.
And other sports we like.
Like wrestling.
But we won't talk about other sports that we don't like. Because it's not that kind of podcast.
Like wrestling.
I mean, we like hockey.
And wrestling.
And we like football.
And wrestling.
And we also like to drink beer.
While wrestling.
Well, not while wrestling, but while watching wrestling.
Yes.
Yeah. If you want to get into a conversation with Maniac and Chris Parrish, then you need to tune into the Sounds of Struggle live on Backbreaker Media.
Every Thursday.
That's when we hope to draw, but sometimes Mike Malawaini doesn't do his job right.
Or we're too drunk to forget.
Yeah, that happens too.
Yeah.
He can bleep out the swear word, because we weren't supposed to do that.
Oh, but I'll try not to swear. Ah, I can't do it.
Yeah. Let's face it. The two of us, we're real.
And spectacular.
And we're a little bit of all right.
Yeah.
We're also struggle-licious.
That we are.
That was kind of a key. Supposed to be a struggle-licious.
Oh, sorry, I'm drunk.
If you don't want to listen to us, then no. You're stupid because we're entertaining. And if you want to listen to us, then come listen to us on Backbreaker Media.
Yeah,
later,
he said.
Later, bitches.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Quick Calls. I am Andre C., and I am here at the Northgate Lions Senior Rec Center for the August edition of PWA Retribution. This was a marathon of a night. And as you can hear, my co-host for tonight is the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
Hey, guys.
So, as Brian said, it was too long, and
especially the second match.
The second match went, for all intents and purposes, one match went an hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah, it was a gauntlet match, and to me, they had 15 guys in it. In my opinion, it should have been either down to 5 or 10, because it was way too long.
Yeah, so we'll get into the show. First match of the night, it was a Commonwealth Championship match. Sean Moore defending his title against the new, as Brian called them, illegal immigrant.
Yes.
from Mexico City, Mexico, El Asesino.
Yeah.
Or Asesino, sorry.
Yeah, I've never seen this guy, heard of him, but not too bad in his debut match against Sean Moore. He went for the title, but in the end, well, Moore, just the veteran he is, he picked up the win, kept his title, and the legal immigrant, I hope he goes back to Mexico and doesn't come back.
For all you know, he's got a green card, buddy.
He's in this country illegally. Send him back.
He probably has a green card. But I thought good opener for the night.
Great.
And you got Sean Moore winning with the backcracker, retaining the championship, and I think he's had a good little run with the title here.
Oh, yeah, I hope so, man. He deserves it. I mean, I know he won it at the last show, but he's had
a couple shows ago.
I know he's had some good matches. If he keeps doing it, he'll have a good reign. But
Let's see how long it goes.
Yeah, I think you're going to see Sean Redden for a while with the title. So from here, we get into the gauntlet match of the night. It's our second match of the night. And I'm going to preface this by saying we're not going to break down every single match in this gauntlet because it was 14. There's 15 men. So it was a 14-match gauntlet. So start off, your first men starting off the night, Brandon Van Danielson versus The Slammer. And I thought fun way to start because everybody loves Slammer.
Yeah.
Best part about this match, the kid with the whiteboard. The Slammer yelled, "What time is it?" He wrote on his board 7:56, and I loved it. So winner BVD versus Low Blow, and then into a clothesline, and he moves on in the gauntlet match. Brian,
yeah, it was not bad, but like always, BVD's got a cheat to win. Never the same with this guy.
Yeah. All right. Second match of the gauntlet. It is BVD versus I apologize to this gentleman. We missed his name. I think I heard AJ Legit, but I'm not sure. Brian, did you hear his name?
No, I didn't. It was loud. The crowd was loud, and you could hardly hear what Ivan was saying.
Yeah, the unknown wrestler as to us.
I just put some question mark some new guy.
Yeah, some new guy. Again, it didn't last very long. Only a couple minutes. BVD wins with the Tiger German, where he hooks the arms behind and does the suplex over. Yeah, BVD wins there. Fine match, I guess. Really quick. We go move on from there to the third match in the gauntlet. Kenny Stryker taking on BVD. So this is, I think, where this picked up again. It's Kenny Stryker. Big fan favorite, and had a really good showing here against BVD.
Yeah, very good show. I liked this match, and, you know, in the end, BVD thought he was going to get the win, but no.
Kenny, with a small package out of nowhere.
Yeah, Kenny rolled them up, got the pinfall, and BVD got booted out of this gauntlet match.
Yeah, I guess when you cheat, it doesn't always pay off. From there, we move on to Kenny Stryker taking on Bobby Sharp, or the Dingleberry Bobby Sharp, as the crowd was going after the Dingleberry chant because he had Michael Allen, Richard Clark at ringside with him, who did try to get involved, and Bobby paid for it too.
Big time.
And Kenny won with actually his finisher, where he gets him up in the tombstone, then lifts him up and brings him down to the lung blower. I love that move.
Yeah, that's a deadly move, and when Kenny hits it, you're not getting out. And Kenny beat Bobby, and, well, Bobby had to go back to the room crying with his buddy Mark.
Yeah. So, from there, Kenny moves on for his third match of the evening.
And this was very interesting because this gauntlet match, you don't know who's coming out, but when his tag team partner came out, oh, boy.
Yeah,
this was very interesting.
Match number 5 of the gauntlet was Kenny Stryker versus Aiden Adams. And I literally yelled this out. This is going to be an above-average match.
Yeah. And these two had put on a great singles match for teaming for a while. And now, you know, having this singles match against each other was different, you know. And the crowd loved both these guys. And, well, in the end, though, Aiden, he shocked Kenny, beat Kenny.
Yeah, so he actually rolled him in a victory roll and got the win, man. It's I actually really enjoyed these two. Like, I know we're not going to see this again probably for a long while, but I really enjoyed these two because you got two guys who, and at the start of the match, they hugged.
Yeah, they like, did, and it was great.
They showed their sportsmanship, and they had a really good, strong match together, and I really enjoyed it. So we move on from there. The sixth match in the gauntlet, seven match overall of the night, was Aiden versus Davey O'Doyle.
Yeah, yeah.
I just gotta say this, O'Doyle doesn't rule.
Exactly. He stole that from Matt and Sandler. O'Doyle sucks. And it proved that Aiden beat him, and O'Doyle got booted out.
Running kick there, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. He beat him, and, well, O'Doyle thought he was hot. No, he's gone.
Yeah, another stellar showing from Davey O'Doyle, I guess.
Not one of my favorites.
So from here, actually, the next band is Aiden Adams versus member Titan. Of the Millennial Rebels, the Titan.
Titan, yeah. And this was very interesting.
Yeah, it was Aiden Adams. As soon as he came in, he jumped on Titan and got him in a choke, and we thought he had him until he suplexed him off, and it was kind of all Titan from there, and it ended with a Titan choke slam, and 1-2-3 Titan eliminates the fan favorite Aiden Adams. Yeah. Now this is where
very interesting. So, the next few matches here.
So out comes Kenneth Fury Anthony.
Yes.
And he gets in the ring, and he takes the mic, and he says to Titan, "I brought you here to get me to the championship. Get out of the ring, go to the back." Essentially, he's telling him to forfeit the match to him. And at first, it looks like Titan's not going to do it, but he gets out and he leaves. And
he walks back.
The ref called a 10 count, and so you win by forfeit / count out, I guess.
Titan advanced, but
Fury advances on.
But this is where it gets very, very interesting, because his tag team partner, or
his other
partner in the Millennium Rebels, Colton Kelly, and this. Here was very interesting, because they both wanted each other to lay down, but none of them would. And, well, in the end, they both did battle, and, well, Colton beat Fury, and Fury was a little bit pissed off at Colton.
Yeah, so you had these two at the start of the match. Fury's, like, yelling at Colton, first Colton was saying, "Get down," telling Fury to get on the mat. So Fury goes to get down, and he's like, "No," and he gets up, and then he's telling Colton. Colton's like, "No, he's not going to go down either," and I really enjoyed these two in the ring, and I gotta say this: Colton's senton looks brutal. Like it just looks like it hurts so much.
Yeah, he did a fantastic move at it. Well, in the end, though,
submission.
He got the submission on him, and
calf slicer.
Fury. Well, he went back to the locker room, and Colton advanced.
Yeah, so from there, you get Colton Kelly taking on another debuting superstar in coming out for the first time, a Lance Storm graduate in Ben Grayson.
Yeah, the first time seeing him, and not bad.
I was impressed by him. Like, I thought he showed some real good in-ring ability tonight.
Very good. And to think of it, he beat Colton Kelly in his
debut match
here at PWA.
With a really impressive powerbomb.
Yeah, and I mean, that was shocking, because Colton's a veteran, and he's been around for a while, and he had this new guy, which none of us have ever seen or heard of. And, well, he came in here, and he pulled the upset on one of the big veterans here tonight, and great for him.
Yeah, I thought overall really good, and Ben Grayson impressed me. I'm looking forward to seeing him in the future here, and I hope he sticks around.
I do too. It was nice to see a new talent come to the territory. Glad to see him.
Third of the night.
Yeah, because we had three
so far.
Yeah.
So Ben Grayson moves on, and he's going to take on Michael Allen Richard Clark, This ended pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Ben got a couple moves on Michael on Mark.
But before that, the refs had sent Bobby to the back, because Bobby tried to interfere. He grabbed the leg a couple of times, and the ref caught him and said, "Get out of here."
Yeah, but this match only lasted a few minutes.
Yeah, but it didn't really pay off, because
Then Mark, out of nowhere, hits that bus cutter.
Yeah, and gets the 1-2-3. Got the pin. Yeah, so basically, it didn't really do any good.
Yeah, but I still gotta say, impressive.
That was still good.
Impressive showing for Ben Grayson, especially to pick up a win on Colton Kelly.
Yes,
and actually hold his own for at least a few minutes with Michael and Richard Clark, who is a hell of a competitor.
Yes.
So from there, Michael and Richard Clark moves on to essentially what began my favorite part of this match. Was MRB versus Michael Allen, MRB versus MARC. These guys had one of the longer matches in this gauntlet, I thought.
Yeah, they did, and these two actually put on a great match, as back and forth. I mean,
do you see the Claudioplex, where he's standing on the second rope and lifts MRB from the apron into the ring and suplex? As most people know it, it's the Starroplex, I will always call it the Claudioplex. He used to do it on the Indies. Man, beautiful move.
Yes, like I said, these two guys are both villains, basically, by the fans.
But this crowd solidly got behind MRB.
Yeah, a lot of them did, but not me. I could care less for both of these guys, in my opinion.
But in general, this crowd was in this
basically
match was
for
behind
this,
MRB.
For this one, yes, they were all behind MRB, and well,
except Ryan, because he's a buzzkill.
Yeah, but in the end, MRB beat Mark, and well, MRB went on to
kneecap brainbuster to win it.
Yeah, did the brainbuster, and then now he went on to fight Mo Jabari.
Yeah, and which was a small competitive match, but only went a few minutes.
Yeah.
Again, but not unexpected in a gauntlet match. You're not going to be pushing 20-minute matches for each match, because that would kill competitors, especially guys who do end up lasting a lot longer. in the end, MRB wins the, beats Mojibari with the kneecap brainbuster.
Yeah, that was a great move. Mo put on a good fight, but, I mean, I think Mo's got to put on a little bit more weight. I mean, he's not the biggest guy. He's around 100-some pounds or something.
Well, you got to look at his MRB at, like, 195 makes Mojibari, and he's only at 195 makes Mojibari look small.
Yeah, true.
Like,
but
he makes Mojibari look small.
Yeah, but, you know, I like Mo. Mo, I don't know. Mo puts on good fight, but in the end, no. MRB got the win, but then we came to the final match. And this
is where
it gets interesting.
This was, best match of the gauntlet.
Yes.
Longest match of the gauntlet, but worth it being the best and longest match of the gauntlet.
Yeah, because MRB was taking on Gabriel.
The man who he's been, went through a war with these last, like, those few months before the Night of Champs. Like, he was going to war with Gabriel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, man, Gabriel got, like, he got his revenge on MRB tonight.
Yeah, but when Gabriel was coming out, the lights were out. Who comes up from behind him and whacks
Brandon
him with the chair?
BBD. Danielson.
The only way they know how to do it is they have to cheat to win. But
as Eddie Guerrero said, cheat to win, baby.
Yeah,
and everybody loved him.
But in the end, it didn't pay out for MRB because he got beat by Gabriel.
But you got to admit, it was a hell of a match.
Because
they went at least a good 10 plus minutes.
Oh, God, yeah. It was really good. I enjoyed these two going at it. These two, like I said, they had a great feud last year. And, like, him, BVD, Sheik, and whoever else Gabriel had for partners, they went
Jeff
to
Tyler,
war. Jeff Tyler. Jeff Tyler.
Christopher Daniels.
I mean, these guys all went to war a few times last year or this year,
earlier,
whatever.
Yeah,
it was great.
I thought wonderful. And, like he said, Gabriel won with the Falcon Arrow to move on to the main event later tonight to take on Sheik Akbar Shabazz.
Yeah.
Who was at ringside for this? And he's in his new nickname, two belt cheek.
Two belt cheeks because he's a PWA champion and a HIW provincial champion.
That was Wildside champion. He's the main champion in the Wildside promotion.
Well, I heard
something
HIW,
like that.
But I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he's the HIW Wildside champion. I could be corrected on this.
Provincial HIW provincial champion is what I seen on the belt, but I don't know if
could be. Yeah.
Exactly.
He's the main champion in Wildside. That's all I know. It's
yeah.
actually a belt that Kat Von Hees held at one point.
Yeah.
And
first for him ever to do that.
I guess got to make a mention. This match, this gauntlet started around 7:50, maybe a minute or two after. This gauntlet ended at 7:50 p.m. It ended at 9:20.
Yeah.
And then they finally we sat from essentially 7:30 when this show started, or 7:35. They weren't that late starting, till 9:20 before most of these fans got up.
Yeah,
that's
then
almost 2 hours just sitting before intermission.
Yeah, then we went to intermission. But like I said, though, it was a great idea, but 15 guys is way too much. In my opinion, it should have been either around 8 or 10 at the most.
One thing I forgot to mention on the first match that you just walked by us was Richie Rage is back in the ring as a referee.
That's right. I forgot to say that. Yes.
And this is plays in the next match because he actually was a referee for the following match.
Oh, and I got to say one thing, though, too. During one of the gauntlet matches with Michael Richard Clark and MRB, yes, they got tossed out of the ring and Mark came down by where me and Andre were sitting. And, well, Mark kind of nailed me in the ding-dong.
I'm so happy.
No, it's not that. Don't be happy. I hate that. I am always getting booted in the ding-dong.
I love being at shows when Brian gets hurt because I've witnessed him be hit by ladders, by people, by chairs. I've witnessed him being hit by a guardrail, almost making him a woman. Oh my God!
I don't know what it is, but people like to kill me at wrestling.
Everything just wants to hit Brian.
I think I better move
back.
This is
actually the second hitting a person spot of the night. Because earlier on in the gauntlet, there was a dive on the other side, and it clipped Kyoto, and then it clipped a fan in the crowd.
Yeah, I mean, these guys, I love the dives in that, but they got to kind of watch, because the fans are right there.
It's the suicide dive type dive when they go shooting through the ropes.
Yeah.
It's hard for the guy on the bottom to stop the momentum.
Yeah, it's
I prefer if you're, especially in a place, like in WWE, it's a little different. You got a bigger, wider ring area.
Yeah, and like same with Ring of Honor. And this way, when you got a little rope, and in my opinion, though, they should have maybe
get a steel barricade or something, put it up, so that way, though, if they do come crashing, they're hitting the gate.
It's going to pop up and hit you in the leg again.
No, well, if they get good ones like CWC has, they won't do that.
Yeah, but I find when you see the guys go and do those leap over the top rope dives, they're a little safer. But let's look out. But we still appreciate it all. Trust me.
Of course,
it's just there's a couple spots, and then they knocked over some people's drinks on another dive.
You know, I don't really care. But I've been, like I said, I've been 17 years for this promotion. They want to hit me.
You've taken your bumps and bruises for wrestling.
I'm a lifer, so who cares?
Yeah. So from there, when we come back from intermission, we actually got Richie Rage refereeing his second match of the night, and it is a women's match.
Yeah.
But before the match started, out comes Kat Von Hees, flanked by her cronies, Bobby Sharp and Michael Allen Rich Clark.
Yes.
And they get in the ring, they start doing their whole spiel. You know, they do Bobby's introduction, they do Mark's introduction, and then they do an intro for Kat, which I really liked that they did that.
Yeah.
But then Bobby had some words for Kat, and taking a shot at... Sorry about that, we just got, we're talking to some, we're flanked by all the fans here, they all love us.
Of course.
So, as we said, Kat Von Hees, and then it was in the ring with her cronies, and Bobby Sharp starts to speak about, there was supposed to be a tag team title match tonight.
Yeah.
But Team Hall of Fame decided they didn't show up tonight.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that.
The Dingleberries were told that it was car trouble.
Yeah,
but I really don't believe that, but because they just probably, I agree with Michael Armstrong and Bobby Sharp, they couldn't get out of bed because they're too old.
No, that's not the case. I don't think they didn't want to fight these two young bucks.
Because they're too old.
No, these young bucks think they're hot. They're going to make them wait till the right time for someone to defend them.
So Bobby and Mark actually make a challenge for not next month of Fall Fever, but in October, Fright Night, they make a challenge for the tag team champions one more time. And I'm pretty sure we're going to end up seeing that at Fright Night, and I'm looking forward to that match.
Yeah, me too. And then I would say that stay tuned to all your social media networks, because it's going to be huge announcements for our Fright Night show coming up.
I thought it was Night of Champions for next year, you said.
I think you kind of screwed up, but I don't know.
Maybe meant to say Christmas Slam, because that's what the big show of the fall every year.
Who knows? All we know is I've been screwed up.
There's big announcements coming. Let's say that. So we go on to the match. It's Kat Von Hees taking on the fourth debut of the night, of Zoe Sager. Right? Sager?
Yeah.
Yeah, S-A-G-E-R. And I thought Sager looked really good I found this out. She's just out of the Storm Wrestling Academy.
Yeah.
She looked really good tonight.
Yeah, I was very impressed with it. I mean, she's not a big girl. She's not like, she's really skinny.
She looks so tiny compared to Kat.
She looks like almost like a cut, like, wow, well, I'm not gonna...
Like, I was sitting next to our buddy Jamie, and he said, it almost looks like Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax. Almost. Kat isn't quite Nia Jax, but man, Zoe Sager is like a Alexa Bliss small.
Yeah, and I was very impressed with Zoe, but
Kat's dominant.
Kat's got the power, and she was just too powerful, and in the end, she hit her with the implant buster, and got the
angel's wings, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, she got the huge win over Zoe. But you know what?
I thought Zoe looked great.
Me too. I want to see more of Zoe. I love her. I like watching her. Sorry, but she wasn't.
Yeah, we I want to see her come back. All right, so we move on to the main event of the evening, and that is Sheik Akbar Shabazz defending the PWA championship against the gauntlet winner, Gabriel. And I thought this was a great way to cap off a night. And I was very much looking forward to it. Yes, this is a match we saw for, a good year and change?
Yes.
But for me, there was enough break between these two that I thought Gabriel has really upped his game over the last year, that I was so looking forward to this. And this was a great match.
Oh, this was really good. These guys went back and forth. Like, she did everything he could to keep Gabriel down, and, well, it didn't, like, it pretty much did not work until the end.
And, like, and this match was very good, and it was actually surprising. She has a surprising move in here, where they were going back and forth. She had Gabriel up on his shoulders, and they did a spun, and Gabriel's feet hit the ref, and... He hit his move on Gabriel, and then he went to the outside and grabbed the PWA championship, came in, was getting ready and lined up to hit Gabriel, but he had a change of heart, which is very surprising for Sheik.
Yeah, I thought for Sheik, you know, he had the ref down, he had a great chance to take advantage, hit him in the head, you know, and maybe get the win, but I don't know, something came over Sheik and thought better of it and decided, no, I'm going to do it the right way and do it clean and get a win. And, well, he did.
Okay. But
somewhat.
He put the belt down, came around to hit his move, and then Gabriel got the advantage and beat on him for a while. But Sheik, in the end, ended up hitting that burning hammer and then hit the Arabian Edge, or, as I like to call it, the camel toss.
Yeah.
And won the match. So, Brian, match alone, we'll get to what happened after. Match alone, for the main event, how did you enjoy that?
Oh, I loved it. These two, like I said, these two have battled for the last year or more, back and forth. And at one point, Sheik put Gabriel in a box and sent him away. We never seen him for 3 or 4 months, and then he came back. And like, these two do not like each other, and this is a great feud between the two. I loved it.
And on top of already having this feud happen, I'm looking forward to another segment of this feud. And yeah. I don't think it ends. It's not ending here.
No, it's not over by these two. But what the ending, though,
so
afterwards?
So, anything thing could change things. Because the Western Lions in Calgary a couple weeks ago, they got into the ring and they raised Sheik's hand, and that was how the show ended, with them raising Sheik's hand. So tonight, they come into the ring and they do the same thing, and then they separate, and they're clapping for Sheik. Then BVD out of nowhere just clocks Sheik, and MRB starts kicking on him. They're beating down on Sheik. And then they put him on. They sit him on a chair, and BVD's holding him in the chair. And MRB grabs the mic and saying, they're mad that essentially they took his title. He took their title from him. He essentially took the title and claimed it's now the Sheik Shabazz era. And they're not happy because through the Western Lions. And this is I agree with them. This is the Western Lions show.
No, it's not. Sheik did win the belt fair and square. He had the briefcase, and the contract says, anytime, any place, anywhere,
you
can cash it in. He took advantage. He beat Jay Lethal in June. He won the match fair and square. There's nothing they could do. What are they going to do?
So the Lions aren't happy.
No.
And so they say, you're going to hold this title as long as we let you. And that time is up. And MRB super kicks Sheik while he's in the chair. Look brutal. He was knocked out.
Yeah.
And then, so there, you know, everything goes up posing. And then Ivan comes on the mic because Kurt Sorokin had come out during this. And Kurt Sorokin told Ivan a little something for Fall Fever next month. So next month at Fall Fever, it'll be MRB versus the Sheik for the PWA Championship. And the co-main event of the evening is going to be Gabriel versus Brandon Van Danielson.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting. I'm looking forward to those two matches next month.
Oh, I'm pumped.
Me too. It's going to be a great match. Those two are going to be great. And who knows else what Kurt's got in store, you know.
Oh.
Tonight, it was a great show tonight. The crowd here was fantastic. It was unbelievable what the crowd turnout was. It was a great show. One long match, but other than that, basically we had 4 matches total, with one being all these gauntlet shit.
But in reality, but 17, yeah. But
you know what, though? It was a great show, except for, like I said, the second match should have been a little shorter. An hour and a half, too long for people to sit.
One overall match.
A match, yeah. It was way too long.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the highlights of the night. Brian, I'm going to give you 2. Give me your first one.
Well, my first one is opening match of the show with Sean Moore defending his title against the masked Mexican illegal immigrant, which in overall was a great way to start the show. They got the crowd into it for the night, and it was a great way And I carried all the way through to the end of the night. And to me, that was a great way to start it. You got the crowd into it. Can't go complain.
My first highlight of the night is MRV versus MARC. I thought these two killed it in the ring. Mm-hmm. And it was so much fun between these two. And it was just like in seeing MRV versus being going from facing this match and throughout the night getting progressively more and more to being a bad guy was great.
Yeah.
And Brian, what's your second highlight of night?
Well, my second highlight from the Gauntlet. It's Colton and Kenneth Anthony going at it. Two members of Millennial Rebels. You didn't really think, you know, this Gauntlet match. You don't know who's coming out. Who are you going to face? You know, and in the end, like I said, the luck of the draw, these two had to meet each other. And I thought, you know, these two put on a great match for two bad guys, you know. But the crowd was really behind Colton Kelly in this one, which was pretty shocking considering he's a bad guy. But everybody loves Colton, I guess.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that one, too. And my my second highlight of the night is the post main event angle with the Lions turning on Sheik. I loved it. The Lions showing their dominance. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm looking forward to next month. And my bonus star of the night goes to MRB versus Gabriel in the final Gauntlet match. Because MRB had just gone through a couple grueling matches. And facing Gabriel, they killed it for a good like 10, 15 minutes there.
Yeah.
Superstar. That's my bonus star of the night. Brian, thank you very much for joining me.
Always.
If fans want to get in touch with you, where can they find you?
On Twitter, at The Wrestling Mind.
It'll be in the show notes. And you can find me on Twitter, at That Canada Guy, on Instagram, at That Canada Dude. Please check us out. And I want to give a shout-out to our good friend Spencer Love, who couldn't make the show tonight. Because he got into an accident and was stuck dealing with this stuff all night throughout this thing. He just messaged me a few minutes ago and said he's still at the police station dealing with paperwork and everything. Man, I wish you good, Spencer. And ladies and gentlemen, check out Win Column Sports. Spencer and all the boys over there do a great job. And also, don't forget to check out the other edition of Quick Calls that is out right now.
Because our other partner in crime is in Red
Deer. Featuring our good buddy Mike the Ref, who is covering CWC Dark Side from Red Deer, Alberta, which is supposed to be a killer show.
Yeah, I've been to the last couple CWC shows here, and they're fantastic, and I don't, you know, I'm a wrestling fan. I'll go to wherever I can find wrestling locally, or even if I have to drive an hour and a half, I'll go see it in Red Deer, because wrestling is wrestling, and when you can find great wrestling, go enjoy it. $20 for three, four hours of entertainment. It's better than being at a bar or whatever, getting pissed drunk. Come here, get your frustrations out on the wrestlers and enjoy yourself.
Look at tonight, $20 for 17 matches.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can't go wrong. And the building was packed tonight on a summer night. It was great.
And don't forget, our next edition of Quick Calls will be coming out after the September 1st show at the MPW show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to feature Chris Parrish versus Sean Martins.
Martins, yes.
Yeah, it's going to be a war. It's going to be brutal. You're not going to want to miss it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. I am Andre C. Thank you very much, Brian. This has been Quick Calls from the Northgate Lions Senior Rec Center at PWA Retribution. Ladies and gentlemen, support indie wrestling wherever you are.